This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern will be joining us this hour. He is on the floor of the House for a vote right now. He'll join us in a bit. First, a celebration. It's a birthday.
Being the governor of Massachusetts has been the richest, the most fulfilling, and the most enjoyable experience anyone in public life could possibly ask for.
Former Governor Michael Dukakis turns 90 today. That's him being sworn in as governor in 1987. Not his first time as governor, in fact, which we'll talk about. With us now, two people who know him well to talk about his life and legacy. And I'll note, originally we were to talk with the governor himself. He was not able to join us here in studio. Ira Jackson, longtime leader in education and beyond in the greater Boston community. Ira, it really doesn't do you justice, but
that's
you did,
fine. That's
you
fine
did serve as the commissioner of revenue under Governor Dukakis. Welcome.
It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. And Phil Johnston, former state rep, owner of Johnston Associates LLC, served as the Secretary of Human Services under the governor. Phil, welcome to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
Ira, why did you want to help celebrate the governor's 90th birthday here on the show today?
Because I love him.
Why do you love him?
Because he's the real thing. He's authentic. He's honest. He's humble. He's sincere. He's the definition, in my mind, of great citizenship and decency in public life. And I've known him since I was a kid, and I've respected him ever since. He was a great governor, the longest-serving governor in the Commonwealth's history. And I think he's been just an Louis Brandeis once said, the most important political office in the land is that of private citizen. And Mike Dukakis has redefined the responsible role of the private citizen.
He served as governor from 1975 to 79, and then again January 6th, 1983 through January of 91. I'm going to play a little bit of sound here, Phil. This is Michael Dukakis, his gubernatorial inaugural address, 1987. This is from C-SPAN.
A road that leads to a Massachusetts in which every youngster graduates from high school. A road that leads to a Massachusetts in which our teenagers and all parents understand and accept responsibility for the consequences of their actions. And a road that leads to a Massachusetts in which every single welfare family can look forward to the day when it can walk out into the bright sunshine of opportunity with a good job at decent wages in a safe and attractive neighborhood. In which the members of every family in this Commonwealth can say to themselves and to their fellow citizens, there's a future for us now, and with it hope that our children will live and have an even better life for themselves.
So, Phil Johnston, future, children being able to say they have an even better life for themselves. You know, one of the things that is so heavily on my mind this week is that Michael Dukakis is the one who signed the Right to Shelter bill into law in Massachusetts. I had Governor Maura Healey on the show this week talking about her decision to create a wait list for that Right to Shelter bill. I wonder how you're thinking about that level of legacy from one of our governors and looking at where we are today.
Well, I was in charge of homelessness, and in the first iteration, or not actually the second iteration, the first iteration didn't go as well. I wasn't party to that. But in the second term and the third term, I was very involved, and as first on the governor's senior staff, and Michael's first inaugural speech, in that speech, he said that his top priority was going to be homelessness. And homelessness was much less complicated then, because it was mainly people who were mentally ill, who were deinstitutionalized, and some folks who were particularly mothers with their children who were just poor and they couldn't afford rent. And so we determined, or the governor determined, that along with the legislature, that this would be the state, the first state. And I think California has a similar law now, but for a long time we were it in terms of saying we are going to guarantee that every man, woman, and child in the state has the right to shelter. And we ought to be able to do that in the richest country on the face of the earth. And so Michael felt very strongly about that. Kitty, his wife, chaired the Governor's Advisory Committee on the Homeless. We put together a really robust package of legislation, including significant appropriations to cover the cost. And so when we started, there were exactly three state-funded shelters in Massachusetts. When we left office 8 years later, there were 105. And during that same period, we spent more on affordable housing than any other state in the country. And Dukakis cared very much about those issues and knew a lot about them. And I was very, like Ira, I was very proud to work for him.
We're talking about Michael Dukakis' 90th birthday, which is today. The governor was not able to join us, but here with us, Phil Johnston, who served in a governor administration, and Ira Jackson. Ira, you look like you want to add there.
Well, I'm just so proud of what the governor and Phil accomplished. It was 40 years ago. At Tiziana. It was his second inaugural. I had the privilege of helping to write that inaugural. I remember the opening line, you've given me what's rare in public life, a second chance, he said. And then his highest priority was the homeless. And he made that commitment to a right to shelter 40 years ago. And if, woulda, coulda, shoulda, if Phil and Governor Dukakis had made it all the way to the White House, I think we would have had national health insurance many decades before Obamacare.
So you brought up the White House. So let's do that, and I'll play a little bit of the Massachusetts Miracle presidential ad from 1988.
He invested in daycare, job training, and education, and brought jobs and a future to people in need, including 40,000 welfare mothers. Strength, innovation, caring. A quarter century of making a real difference in the lives of real people. Mike Dukakis, a president for the 90s.
So, Phil Johnston, listen, Mike Dukakis' failed bid for the presidency has been litigated 8 ways to Sunday. What I'm interested in is on his 90th birthday, when you look across his career of service, where do you think it fits now?
You mean in terms of his...
His legacy.
His legacy?
Yeah.
I think he talked a lot during that campaign about what he had done as governor, and it really represented everything the Democratic Party stood for since Franklin Roosevelt. Excuse me. And he wanted to get to the White House so that he could implement those policies at a national level. And he came much closer than people think. He carried 10 states. I mean, I love George McGovern, but he carried one state. He got 45 million votes. When we left Atlanta at that convention, we were 17 points ahead. And then it all kind of came together in a negative way because the Bush people went very negative and ran the Willie Horton ads, for instance, which were, I thought, was outrageous and race baiting, but they worked. I think the Dukakis legacy is, as Ira said, is very long and very credible. And it's about his decency as a human being. And I always say I've been around for half a century in the state and politics and nationally, and I've known a lot of people in politics. He's the best. He's the best public servant that I've ever met, and he's the most decent human being.
So I won't play the Willie Horton.
Please don't.
Yeah. Especially because there are, because many do consider it race baiting, even those some who were involved with it. What I want to do is mark that moment, Ira, and the beginning of the public service of a private citizen that came after the failed presidential bid. I'm going to play a little bit of sound from WBUR reporter David Boeri interviewing Michael Dukakis while riding the Green Line in May of 2009.
You used to ride this to the office.
When I was governor, people say to me, "You still riding the T?" And I say, "Well, I wrote it when I was governor. Why wouldn't I ride it when I'm not governor?" Not only that, I'm a senior citizen. And I've got my Charlie card and 65 cents. I mean, it's the best value in America, so why wouldn't I do that?
And I was in your office the day after the 1988 election, after you lost to George Bush. You took the tea into work
that
day. I did.
It wasn't a happy ride, but it wasn't because of the tea.
So, well,
I was going to say,
like, you're gonna chuckle.
And the tea was much better off back then, and Michael had a complete focus on mass transit, which, again, is part of his legacy. And if woulda, coulda, shoulda. I wanted to, if I might, Tiziana, just revert back to something that Phil said about
yes.
Kitty's role in Michael's commitment to housing the homeless.
And I'm just going to, excuse me, I'm going to pause for a second. For listeners just coming in, we are celebrating Michael Dukakis's 90th birthday today. He turns 90 today. Sorry.
And I was just going to say that whether it was as governor or presidential candidate or private citizen, mm-hmm. his love for Kitty is a love affair for the ages. And it's been an inspiration for me.
You babysat their kids.
I did babysit their kids. And I was with Michael during the campaign. He and Kitty missed one another. And one night, they arranged for their planes to intersect and land in Boise, Idaho or someplace. And at about 2:30 in the morning, the Secret Service came up to me and he said, "Where's the candidate?" And I said, "I don't know. That's your job, not mine." But I started opening doors to this Butler-built aviation hangar. And I found one door that was open, and inside, darkened room, there was a radio playing, and Michael and Kitty were dancing together in the dark. That's how much he loves her, and that's how much she loves him. And they've lived through some life's struggles, and I have so much respect for their respect and love for one another.
So I want to play a little bit of sound. He's talking about Kitty a little bit. This is now famous incident. It's the turkey carcasses. after Michael Dukakis invited people to leave turkey carcasses after Thanksgiving on his front porch to make turkey soup, he's talking to WBUR's Bob Oakes in 2020 about them.
And 27 or 28 turkey carcasses showed up on our front porch. Well, what do you do with 28 carcasses? I put 6 or 7 in our freezer. Kitty and I made soup for about 50 seniors at the senior center. I still had about 15 of them left, and I took them over to a program in Jamaica Plain, which feeds people, and gave them the recipe and told them about my mother's turkey soup. And that started it. And for the next year or two, these turkey carcasses began showing up on our front porch, at which point my dear wife said, "Michael, do you think maybe we can try to discourage that?"
So no more turkey soup. Mm-hmm. Phil Johnston, have you ever had Michael Dukakis's turkey soup?
No, I don't eat meat.
Oh.
But it's clear that, you know, anybody who knows Michael knows that he's always been tight with a buck. And so the turkey carcasses sort of epitomize it. But I remember one time when we were having a cabinet meeting and Kitty walked into the room and interrupted the cabinet meeting, and Michael looked a little annoyed, you know, that she had done this, and then they had a little whispered conversation, and he was saying no, no, and she was saying yes, yes, and finally she won, and he took his wallet out and gave her his American Express card, but very reluctantly. And because Kitty was a spender, and unlike Michael, and
Kitty, you can get him back later. I'm just saying this publicly to her right now. Sorry, go ahead.
And then on her way out in a loud, under her breath, she whispered, "He's so cheap."
he does make delicious pancakes, blueberry pancakes.
Yes,
but he's too flinty to use the Aunt Jemima mix. He does the original. Ingredients. They're actually even tastier that way. But he's an original. How many former governors, presidential candidates take the tea to school at Northeastern for 20 years and while they're walking along the Fenway, clean up the litter and have a spray can to take the litter off, public monuments. He's a treasure. He's a treasure
him.
In Brookline or in the Commonwealth or in the nation. He's an original, and I think we should embrace him and celebrate him and wish him a very happy birthday.
Michael Dukakis, I hope you're listening. Happy 90th from Ira Jackson, Phil Johnston, and us here at WBUR. Ira, Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.